Dialogical and collaborative practices promoted by Kamel Techefs to articulate Mapush knowledge, and school children in Mapush contexts. Abstract. Introduction. This original article derived from a research project titled Towards Educational Practices to Make Progress in Intercultural Education in Mapush Contexts. This is a pending challenge. This research was conducted in Mapush communities in La Araucania region. Objective. To analyze the dialogic practices between Mapush and traditional school knowledge and knowledge from the perspective of the Kamel Techefs located in rural Mapush contexts. Methodology. The methodological approach is qualitative, framed in grounded theory. The participants correspond to 36 Kamel Techefs, Mapush people who carry knowledge, wisdom, and experience. The data collection techniques used were in-depth interviews and focus groups. The analysis process was interpretive. Results. The main results indicate that the Mapush family plays a fundamental role in the education and transmission of their culture to the Mapush and non-Mapush students. It was found that dialogue plays an important role in intersubjective relationships between Kamel Techefs and teachers since it allows the exchange and learning of knowledge, wisdom, and experiences. In this sense, the school must integrate the Mapush families and include the Kamel Techefs through learning communities to advance in the construction of an intercultural curriculum through dialogue and collaborative work. In addition, this requires articulated pedagogical practices and the teacher's role as a reflective mediator, generator of information and knowledge. Conclusions. The knowledge, wisdom, and experiences of the Mapush educators must be recognized and valued, which, at the same time, must be in constant dialogue with school knowledge through common cultural, educational projects in order to advance towards intercultural education. Keywords: Indigenous knowledge, intercultural education, Mapush and Kamel Techefs, learning, intercultural dialogue.